attacking Ukraine with more missiles and drones overnight, 8 killed in Kyiv. An Arkansas school teacher charged with murder in the killing of a couple hiking on a state park trail with their daughters. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ahlen. Milwaukee County officials Wednesday signed off on $30 million in funding to begin the renovation of the Mitchell Park domes. The popular attraction has been in disrepair for years. The six-year, $115 million project will be spearheaded by the nonprofit Milwaukee Domes Alliance. Search efforts are refocused for a Lac du Flambeau woman missing for more than 5 months. Lac du Flambeau Tribal Police released new information Wednesday into the March disappearance of Melissa Besson, who was traveling with a group when she got out of a van and started walking south on Vilas County Highway D. And the 2025 edition of the Wisconsin State Fair gets underway today at State Fair Park in West Allis. Fair officials remind you not to bring large bags to the park and to bring some water with you to keep hydrated. Get tickets and find out more online at wistatefair.com. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring in Reedsburg is your one-stop shop for all your flooring, blinds, and furniture needs. See you soon.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 70s here this afternoon, although we may have a little of that hazy smoke from Canadian wildfires today. Tonight we'll drop into the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 70s. If you want the best barbecue in the neighborhood, one thing you got to do, order up some Grandpa's barbecue sauce. It's sweet, savory, a hint of smoke. It's amazing. Grandpa'sBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 57.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 7:01 on Thursday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. Here's Bon Jovi. You give love a bad name on Max FM.
Shout to the heart and you're too late, darling. You give love a bad name.
Smile is most nonstop hits of the 80s and 90s.
Please don't stop the music.
A 50-minute music hour continues now on 99.7 Max FM.
Excited about?
What are you so excited about?
Today we're very excited because today
it's National Avocado Day.
Avocado? I don't know how to pick out an avocado.
It's so green.
It's green, so it's nature.
Oh God, dude, it's really squishy.
Too squishy.
Squishy.
Whoa, that's good squishy.
We want to wish everyone a happy National Avocado Day.
Let's get this show started.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Nemley. It is 7:10. On Thursday morning, the morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Yes, we will celebrate calendar days at 8:40. Our show opener just highlighted on some more of those as well. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, we have an air quality alert that goes until noon due to the Canadian wildfire smoke that is in the listening area. So you will smell it. You can also see it. We want everyone to be aware of that today. We will see areas of smoke continue mostly sunny with a high of 73. Tonight, we will also see areas of smoke throughout the area, mostly cloudy with a low of 51 on Friday. Sunny, a high of 77. Looking ahead to the weekend, we're looking at highs in the high 70s, near 80. It will be sunny, a beautiful weekend ahead. Good morning, Emily. Happy Thursday, or as we like to call it, Friday Eve.
I love Friday Eve. I like all the Thursday parts of Thursday. So yes, happy Thursday, Dave.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And we are going to take a moment and talk about something that is a little bit of a serious thing. And it's just kind of a reminder, memorial. So bear with me. I'm going to do my best also not to get emotional during this, because this is something that is just something that was very tough. 5 years ago, our community lost a beautiful soul. Cody was just 11 years old when she left us, a moment that shook Baraboo to its core. We searched and we wept. This is off Friends of Baraboo Parks as well. And but we promised we'd never forget that her story would become a call to care, to listen, and to love louder. Now, in her memory, something powerful has grown thanks to the Friends of the Baraboo Parks. Then our town now has a teen challenge playground, a place for teens to move, connect, and just be. And also thanks to the vision of a teacher and artist, Megan Watson, a permanent art piece entitled I'm Listening Now stands. Two inviting chairs, a rainbow mosaics, butterfly wings, and a QR code signs offering immediate mental health support. This is called Cody's Corner. It's a space that says you're not alone, you are needed, you are loved. We're inviting everyone to join a quiet, meaningful unveiling ceremony today at 4 p.m. at Lower Ochsner Park. We will honor Cody. We will hold a space for those who lost, and we will continue to build a world that chooses care every single time. And in this is something that is very distinct in our hearts today, and very much something we remember from 5 years ago as well. So if you get a chance to go over to that tonight, please do so. And just as things have happened in my world this week, lost somebody in my world, and unfortunately they're no longer with us. And I just want to remind people that if you do need help or need to talk to someone, you can call or text 988. That is the National Suicide Prevention number, 988. And if you need to talk to someone, that's how you reach out. And just remember, there's always people out there that are willing to listen, myself included. If there's something going on in your world, please reach out to someone, talk to someone. It's just, it's something that's important. Just be there for each other and please be kind. And that's what I'm going to go with this morning, Emily.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you so much for sharing that. Thank you for bringing, you know, the words of the Friends of Baraboo Parks out towards the community on the radio this morning on the morning show, and, you know, bringing back up this memorial, letting people know what's happening in the unveiling, and just keeping Cody in our hearts. And everyone, please, you know, like Dave said, if you are suffering, please reach out. I know, you know, suicide has affected many of us, way too many of us in this world. And we are all here to listen. We are all here to help. There are services. There are ways to reach out. If you're having feelings like that, please don't hesitate. You know, there is help out there for you, and there are ways to be able to get through those times and those moments in your life. So our thoughts are with everyone out there today.
Yes, most definitely. And it's just something, want to raise awareness on it. And just as recent events and the world happen and have happened personally, I just had something I wanted to talk about and just want to remind people about that dedication tonight. So definitely please go check that out. Now, on a lighter note, we are going to shift into our normal morning show shenanigans. And there's a lot of foods that people don't like. And if you love all the foods on this list, you probably have a very refined palate, or we're not sure what else is going on there. Someone polled thousands of Americans to find out what the most disliked foods in America are, and we're going to go through the top 10. We're going to work our way up from the bottom as we do with these lists, Emily. I'll start with number 10. It's sushi, 38%. But 23% love sushi, which is higher than any other food that we're going to mention this morning. So again, we're talking about the foods that Americans strongly dislike. What's number 9 on this list?
Number 9, folks, is chitlins. 39%. They'd be higher on the list if more people knew what they were. They're pig intestines, everyone. Let's be thoughtful about what they are. Okay. Talking about the foods that in a poll. Now, this doesn't represent anything that we feel or civic media. This is a poll. This is a poll done by YouGov, I think is what it says. About the foods that are, quote unquote, most hated in America. So we're going through from bottom up. Number 8 is blue cheese, coming in at 39%.
Yeah, this is an interesting list. Number 7 of the most disliked foods in America are oysters at 42%. Number 6 is caviar at 43%, as we've talked about before. I've never had it. Not really interested either.
I mean, there's just something you don't have to have at this point. It's all right. You don't have to try everything. There's plenty of things out there to try. You don't have to lean into something like caviar if you don't want to.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah.
In that same line, you don't have to lean into squid if you don't want to. 43% of people have, and they don't like it. So I'm going to keep my opinions to myself on that. Some people I know like it. Some people I know don't. So talking about the 10 most hated foods in America, according to a recent poll. Dave, what is number 4?
Number 4 is tofu. And, you know, man, I've never really had it, but, you know, it's not something that's on my to-do list or tofu list.
you're so funny. I'm going to voice my opinion on that one. Tofu is a really, really great replacement protein for the folks that for either they don't want to or cannot eat meat. So I think that it's, you know, shouldn't be shamed is what I'm saying.
I agree.
It's something that you can do a lot of things. No, I'm not saying you are, but I'm just saying that's something you can do a lot of things with tofu in terms of like, it essentially can be whatever flavor you want. It sucks up whatever flavor you want it to be. So it's very versatile. So I appreciate some tofu, but anyhow, that's just me. Oh, I don't represent civic media or anything out there. This poll represents thousands of Americans that were polled talking about the foods that they do not like. So number 3, sardines. 52% of people do not like them. I don't like using the hate word, but you know what? They did. So number 3 on the list is sardines. I don't really know anything about them except for they come in that weird can. And when you're
salty
in a crowded place, you compare yourself to a sardine in a can. And outside of that, I don't know that I've ever even tried them. So
they're very salty.
Yeah.
So that's the best way to describe it. Sometimes people put it on pizza. It's not my thing for pizza, but I mean, I'll eat shrimp on pizza too. So, but yeah, that is that's interesting. Again, we're talking about someone polled 1,000 Americans, find out what the most disliked foods in America are. Number 2, liver, 55%. It actually had the highest hate rating at 40%, and only 36% fully hate anchovies. Liver's okay. It just, there's not much taste to it. That's what it ultimately comes down to. And there's people that don't like it. I mean, I've eaten it before. If it's prepared correctly, it is good. It's very much paired well with onions and bacon, in my opinion. And so you look at the nutritional value once you throw the bacon in there, but you definitely get a good flavor with it. So yeah, I mean, depends on how it's prepared. And Emily, what's number 1 on our list of most disliked foods, according to this survey?
Anchovies, folks, 56% of us dislike or hate them. Anchovies comes in at number 1, which I personally don't really know what the difference between anchovies and sardines are. I think they both look pretty scary, small fish in a can that are cold and salty. That sounds like horror movie to me. But I don't care for anchovies at all. I do like really salty stuff. So I think I have had both of them like on a pizza, but like that's the texture. Plus, I find this poll very interesting in how it's not just whether or not you dislike them. It's whether or not you hate them.
Right.
Some things came in as a larger hate value. I just feel like that's just a lot of negativity. I don't know.
Yeah.
We're talking about food. Everybody eat what you want. Just try to be healthy. But there are some things on here that I definitely would have some strong reactions to. But I have to say, I think I've had everything on this list. And most of them I don't super love. But except for blue cheese. I do love blue cheese. and tofu. But the other ones I don't hate. I don't hate anything on here, and I certainly would eat everything on here. So,
yeah.
You know. Oh, there's a couple more things at the bottom. Yeah. A few more that just missed the top 10. This one I'm going to have to cancel. 35% don't like beets. Ugh, beets are delicious. They're so good. Just put some salt and pepper on those things. They're so good for you. And for inquiring minds, a lot of us would not be wearing red today if there wasn't for beets having made one of the first dyes way back in the day. So beets are a very special vegetable. I don't think they need to be on any list except for the good one. Kale, come on. This is like the super healthy stuff. If you eat beets and kale, you're in great shape in terms of your insides. So 31% of people disagree. They do not like kale. Dave, what are the other ones here?
29% don't enjoy okra or Brussels sprouts. I love Brussels sprouts.
I love Brussels sprouts.
28% don't like eggplant. 27% of us don't like olives. And what? I'm just going to leave my personal opinion out of this because I love olives. I think that it's you can dislike something food-wise. If you don't like it, so be it. It's up to you. Everyone has their own defined palate of what they like and don't like. And so that's what I would go with this morning. And so
I just want to say, these last ones that made the bottom of the list that didn't make the top 10 are seriously some of the most healthy foods you can choose. They're so packed with nutrients and they're so good for you. Like, I don't know what's happening with people's palates and or people's eating habits that are on this poll, but let your body have some good for it. Just grin and bear it. You know, eat some beets. You'll feel better. I promise. Anyway, I am not a nutritionist. This is just my humble opinion. It does not represent the morning show or civic media, but I think we do agree that it's discovery on foods that can be healthy or good for you. So just check it out. You know, we have something called the internet that teaches you a lot of stuff about food.
It definitely does. All right. So Emily and I'll be back with you at 7:40 as we celebrate our celebrity birthdays and local birthdays and anniversaries. Continue to text those in. We'll add them to our list. Coming up around 7:30, I'm going to have Seth Taft and Lacey in. So Seth will be here from Downtown Baraboo Inc. And Lacey will be here from Hope House talking about a very special fundraiser. You don't want to miss this. And we need your help. And we have a goal set for this. And I'm not going to spoil it any further. So it's an opportunity to own some great artwork and help out a great cause. So tune in right around 7:30 for that. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. Coming up, we have Michael Jackson. And again, don't forget to text in local birthdays, local anniversaries, 608-355-9970. We will talk about those right around 7:40 this morning. And so we've got a couple that have come in on the text line. We'll get those all compiled on our list. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. Here is Michael Jackson, The Way You Make Me Feel on Max FM.
Twice. 99.7.
Hits 99.7 Max FM. This is Dave Grant with Max FM. I've got Seth Taft from Downtown Baraboo, Inc. and Lacey from Hope House. How are the both of you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm great, Seth. How about yourself?
Oh, fantastic, Dave. Yourself?
I'm fantastic as well. So great to have you both in studio with us this morning. Seth, we already talked a little bit about old-fashioned days and the tour wagons, but there's something special happening. Let's talk about this.
Great point. So yeah, Old Fashioned Day is coming up August 9th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. We talked about all the array of activities that are happening there, but there's one in particular that we really need to hone in on, and it's something that started at the beginning of this summer, the Tour of Wagons. 17 gloriously painted renditions of circus wagons that are on display all across downtown Baraboo, hosted by various businesses, celebrating our local artists, our local businesses, and the circus heritage. But before we get into talking about the surprise that's in store with this Tour of Wagons that's going to be with Old Fashioned Day, we should talk to Lacey here from Hope House about what is Hope House?
Lacey, thank you so much for being here. Let's talk about what Hope House is and what does Hope House do in this area?
Yeah, Hope House is the domestic violence, sexual assault, and human trafficking agency that covers Baraboo and five counties, Adams, Columbia, Juneau, Marquette, and Sauk. Every day we work with survivors of domestic violence, sexual assault, and human trafficking, people who are facing some of the most difficult times of their lives.
Yeah, so I think it's incredible what Hope House does for people that need these resources to help get back on their feet, recover, and just make life great again and even greater than before. So we appreciate everything that Hope House does and all the staff, the volunteers, for their contributions to the people in this community and the surrounding counties. So the reason why Hope House is here with us to talk about Tour Wagons is because we're hosting a silent auction for these 17 canvases that were painted at Old Fashioned Day during the day. Starting bid of $100, and our goal is to try to raise $4,000. And the proceeds will go to benefit Hope House to make sure that they are needing those resources, any materials, anything that is that can just help bolster their mission to support everybody that needs their support.
Thank you so much, Seth. Donations like this help us keep our shelter open, our 24/7 crisis line staffed, and our advocates ready to respond whenever someone needs help, day in or day or night. Your support ensures our services reach survivors, even in the most rural areas of our five-county service area.
And Seth, now, if people are interested in bidding on these wonderful pieces of artwork and helping support a great cause, Hope House of South Central Wisconsin, how do they go about doing that?
Yeah, so come on downtown on Old Fashioned Day, again, Saturday, August 9th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're going to put the canvases out around 10 o'clock on the courthouse lawn. If the weather does not permit, then we'll try to host it inside the Great Day building in the lobby. We'll have some sandwich boards out that'll help direct people. So you'll get to see these canvases in some shape, form, or another. They'll each have a number, and then there will be a piece of paper that corresponds with that number to that art, that canvas. And they can just start bidding away. And then at the end of the day, we will announce who gets that, take that canvas home, and also supplying great monies for an excellent cause.
And again, what is the goal?
The goal is $4,000.
And so then they can bid on it. You can help support a great cause. And we want to meet and exceed that goal, of course. That's always ultimately the goal, right, Seth?
That's right. And Dave, you know, we talked about this. If we meet the goal, you know, these fingernails are looking like they need some color.
Yeah, I think they do.
I think we're going to have to get these colored purple.
I agree. I think so.
Yeah.
And you're agreeing to do this as well as all the downtown Bear Wing staff, right?
I believe so. Hopefully they're hearing this because, spoilers, you're going to have to do it too. So it'll be a good time. This is the fun. This is what we love doing in downtown Bear Wing, right? Is supporting each other, working in tandem with each other to grow our community, helping those in need, and just making fun out of it too, all at the same time.
And the goal is to help Hope House South Central Wisconsin have a little bit of fun doing it. And we also just will preview that we're doing a radio request-a-thon again September 25th with Hope House of South Central Wisconsin. We'll have some goals with that as well, right, Lacey?
Right. Thank you for that.
You bet. So please come on down to Old Fashioned Days and bid on that wonderful artwork. Again, Seth, dates and time.
Again, that's Saturday, August 9th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. We'll start getting the canvases out at 10 o'clock, hopefully on the courthouse lawn. So the natural light will be great to see, and it can add that aesthetic pleasing on the courthouse lawn. But if not, if weather permits, then we'll have to just change it into the lobby of the Great Day building.
Thank you so much, Seth and Lacey, for being here today. We really appreciate both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you so much for all the support.
You are welcome. This is Dave Grant with 99.7 Max FM.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Weger Realtor's Great Day gives you an easy to understand real estate process from the moment of first meeting to getting the keys in your hands for your new home. Trusted realtors who are in your community to serve you with all your real estate needs in the Sauk, Columbia, and Dane County areas. Call today, 608-356-0120, and we will guide you through your real estate, lending, insurance, and all of the steps of your real estate journey. Your community realtors, Weyker Realtors Great Day, Downtown Baraboo, GreatDayBrokers.com.
Shopping on a budget? Let Baraboo Fresh Market help. This is Craig. Old Orchard 100% juices are 2 for $5, and Craven potato chips 3 for $5. And stock up on select varieties of General Mills cereals, 2 for $7. Need some drinks? 24-pack Pepsi, just $11.99, and Gatorade 28-ounce bottles, 3 for $5. Hosting a party? Blue Moon Craft Beer, 2 for $15 with a purchase of 2. From your pantry to your cooler, we've got the deals to keep summer rolling. Baraboo Fresh Market, 935 8th Street.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
The Packers prepare for family night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers holding practice in pads on Saturday. They're expecting a sellout for family night at Lambeau Field. Second-year running back Marshawn Lloyd is out with a groin injury. Baseball, the Brewers traveling to D.C. today. They'll face the Washington Nationals tomorrow night. The Crew losing to the Cubs 10-3 yesterday. They won the series 2-1, but fell short of a sweep. Pitcher Freddie Peralta.
I'm happy because we won the series, but, you know, my goal for today was just trying to give my best to sweep them, but, you know.
Peralta giving up 5 earned runs in just 4 innings, his worst start of the season. His first pitch of the game, a home run.
Freddie always gives you a chance. He did some good things. You know, he'd like to have that one pitch back. I don't mind that the kid hit the first pitch out of the park, but we got deeper into it. You know, walking people, that's not part of his gig. That's not the best Freddie when he walks people.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 70s here this afternoon, although we may have a little of that hazy smoke from Canadian wildfires today. Tonight we'll drop into the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 70s. If you want the best barbecue in the neighborhood, one thing you got to do, order up some Grandpa's barbecue sauce. It's sweet, savory, a hint of smoke. It's amazing. Grandpa'sBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
Reedsburg's Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM.
It's up to you.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, more Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Today is Thursday, July 31st. We're going to celebrate some of our celebrity birthdays and a couple of local birthdays, as well as a reminder, you can always text those in to us anytime, 608-355-9970, or via the free Civic Media app. And looking at our celebrity birthdays today, the first one on our list is Rico Rodriguez II. He is 27. Stars in Modern Family. Who else do you see on our list today, Emily?
Sure, on this last day of July. That's kind of crazy. July just flew by. Phew.
Yes, it did.
July 31st on this last day of July. Ruby Modine is 35 today, Matthew Modine's daughter. She was in the show Happy Death Day. She was also a waitress named Sierra on Shameless. Zelda Williams is 36 today, another daughter of a famous name, Robin Williams, of course. She was in the Freeform series Dead of Summer and has guest starred on Teen Wolf and Stitchers. Alexis Knapp is 36 today, Stacy in the Pitch Perfect movies. I am a fan of those movies. If anyone didn't know, everybody knows I like singing and dancing. So obviously,
yes.
And there's some other people who like show choir out there. Just saying. Anyway, M. Shadows is 44. Avenged Sevenfold singer. Excuse me. He also was in The Call of Duty, Black Ops 4. Let's see here. What do you see as we go on down?
So I'm going to go through and we're going to move through these so we can get out. We got Ben Bromley waiting for us as well. Yeah. Let's see. Zach Brown, we know him, 47 years old, country superstar. Dean Cain is 59, former Superman. J.K. Rowling, 60 years old, all the Harry Potter books. Wesley Snipes, 63. Mark Cuban is 67, Dallas Mavericks owner, and he was also a billionaire off the first dot-com boom, and we saw him also on Shark Tank. So, yes, that's where we know him from. Bill Berry, 67, former drummer for REM. Let's see a couple other.
Gary Lewis is 80. That's Jerry Lewis's son. And leader of Gary Lewis and the Playboys, the Diamond Ring from 1965 was their biggest hit. Barry Van Dyke is 74. Detective Steve Sloan on Diagnosis Murder. Oh, I knew you were going to have a reaction.
I didn't realize he's 74.
And he's got a dad. He's a very famous name. Dick Van Dyke is 99 this year. That's incredible.
Whoa.
That blows my mind. I love Dick Van Dyke. I thought his physical comedy was incredible. A lot of people don't make it that long through show business. That's pretty impressive.
Well, and I didn't realize that his son was 74 today, so I learned something today.
Wild.
Wow, that caught me off guard. We do have two local birthdays. Happy birthday to Christine, 80, and happy birthday to Tammy Metcalf. We wish you both a very happy birthday. We hope you have a great day celebrating today. As a reminder, you can text birthdays and anniversaries in anytime to us, 608-355-9970, or via the free Civic Media app. Emily, you'll be back with us at 8:10. We're going to talk about Home Depot's app-controlled Skelly. I can't wait to talk about that.
Whoa. Okay. I'm looking forward to that. All right. Come on, Ben. Tell us what's going on this weekend.
Yes. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Coming up, the one, the only Ben Bromley is going to talk about why weekends are best. And that's brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Craving something for the whole family? Head to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Dig into our legendary buffet with pizza, the country's best chicken, fresh salads, and desserts. We've got deals all week long. Kids Night Tuesdays, Wing Night Thursdays, and $12.99 buffet Sunday through Thursday from 7 to close. And don't forget the Fun Zone Arcade. Great for the kids or the kid in you. Stop by 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or call 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, where food and family come together.
Weekends are best are brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo with Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Chamber of Commerce, a kid at heart himself. Ben, what's going on this weekend?
Dave, we get to turn the calendar from July to August as we talk this morning.
I know. Where did summer go? This summer is cruising on by like Ben through a stop sign.
We still got a month left.
Yes, we do. Plenty of summer left.
Don't rush it, everybody. But we've got some big stuff starting the weekend early. I mean, who doesn't like to start the weekend early? Am I right, Dave?
Right. We call Thursday Friday Eve, so, you know, the unofficial start to the weekend.
Well, This one is perfect for Friday Eve. Our friends at Driftless Glen Distillery are going to have their 10-year bourbon release party. They've got a big event happening today from 3 until about 9 p.m. They're going to be doing samples of Whiskey Thief, free tours, special food menu, and of course, at 8 p.m. they're going to do a drawing. You get a chance to win prizes, and of course, the big event is rolling out that 10-year aged bourbon.
That is going to be tasty, I am sure.
And of course, it being Thursday, we always like to remind everybody about concerts on the square. Tonight, 7 p.m., weather looks good for Nate Gibson and the Stargazers to perform on the courthouse lawn.
Gonna be a perfect night for that. Just bring the blanket along and enjoy some great music.
Now, Dave, you got to give me a minute. I got to turn the calendar.
I know. I'm looking at it because we're going to Friday, August 1st, and we see a great tribute coming up. This is going to be the Charlie Daniels tribute by Rebel Railroad. This is at Legacy Dinner Theater on Friday. Two shows, 2:30 p.m. and 7 p.m. A tribute band to Charlie Daniels. You don't want to miss that. The Legacy Dinner Theater on Friday. Two shows.
Exactly right. You nailed it, Dave. We've also got some live music out at Mirror Lake State Park. They have their Music in the Park series. And on Friday night, the concert will be the Country Sunshine Band. They're going to perform at 7 p.m. in the amphitheater at Mirror Lake.
It'll be a beautiful weekend for that. And there's a lot of music this weekend. I mean,
sure, we've got McNerland and Madeline Friday night at Zeman's Old Highway House. We have the Mark Croft Duo Friday night at Balanced Rock. That's going to be from 6 to 8:30. Side note, I happened to be at Balanced Rock this past Friday night for Cougar Wagon, and holy cow, what a crowd. Tumbled Rock and Balanced Rock were both full. There's a lot of fans of live music and craft beverages out here.
Indeed.
And wait, there's more.
There's more
on Saturday for sure. So we got some more live music for you. Gary Frisch and Ted Hawkins are going to perform Saturday afternoon at Balanced Rock from 4 until 6:30. And our friends at Fairfield Hills Golf Course, they have their final installment of the summer of what they call Family Golf Fun Night. They've been doing this once a month, where you can get the family together and people can try golf for just $5. So that's Friday night at Fairfield Hills from 5 until 7.
It'll be a great night to get out and enjoy some golfing. And then you're probably going to work up a hunger for that. And you have a great opportunity on Sunday to take care of that hunger, because there is a pancake breakfast taking place at Thunderbird Lanes from 9 a.m. to noon. And this is for the Bear Boot Area Senior Center Organization to help support a great cause and get a great breakfast.
Well said, Dave. Also Sunday, the Circus World is going to have a classic car show running from 9 to 4. That's at their parking lot. That's always a favorite, and they'll have good weather for that. And a little more live music, Sunday afternoon, 7,000 Apart will perform at Balanced Rock from 2 until 4:30. But I got to put it in reverse for a second, Dave.
Okay, Ben's putting it in reverse.
Beep, beep. We got to make sure. Everybody knows about the Elvis tribute, Tony Rocker,
yes.
Saturday night at the Dells Bar and Music and Events. Now, I made sure we hit this one. That's a 7 o'clock show, Saturday night. Made sure we hit this one because I know you want to do your Elvis impression.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. That's going to be a great show. I mean, and that's a great venue as well. And
I think when people listen to us, they say, a little less conversation, a little more action.
Yeah, and then we may have a Blue Christmas then, too. Oh, wait.
You never know. I was going to say a Blue Christmas in July, but too late.
Too late.
It'll be August.
It's
already.
August. July's over. Yes, indeed, Ed. So, yes. And we cannot always get through every event that's happening. If we miss anything, you can go to bearboo.com to see what's happening this weekend or even during the weekend into next weekend for all of those details.
As skilled as we are, we just can't handle it all, Dave.
No, we can't. Ben, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, Dave. We'll talk to you next week.
We will talk to you next week. Weekends Are Best are brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Looking for your new go-to spot? At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, we got your cravings covered with hot pizza, crispy chicken, and all your comfort foods you love, plus desserts. Check out the weekly deals. Kids eat for less on Tuesdays. Thursdays is wing nights. And $12.99 buffets Sunday through Thursday, 7 p.m. to close. We are at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo. Or call us at 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, legendary food, local fun.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-445-6363. That's 1-800-445-6363. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-445-6363. That's 1-800-445-6363.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
Maximum hits. Maximum.
Hit cruise control and rub my eyes. The last 3 days and the rain was unstoppable. It was always cold, no sunshine.
99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.